Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
Are you cutting your calories, drastically ramping up your cardio, yet you find the scale will not budge? You are not alone. We focus so much on calories in and extremes, and we're cutting our calorie low, yet we're not seeing those results. And this common approach really leaves us feeling frustrated, defeated, and clueless about what to do next. But here's the truth. It's not about calories and cardio. It is truly about our hormones. And today we're going to be diving into three key hormones that I see 95% of people ignore that can really derail our diet. And make sure to stay tuned to the end because I'm going to share with you guys my secrets on what you should be doing differently to overcome like a weight loss plateau and achieve lasting results when it comes to weight loss. So I want to dive right in and start off with insulin. This is going to be our first hormone. And insulin is a hormone basically produced by our pancreas, and it plays a big role in managing our glucose levels in the blood. So after you eat, carbohydrates break down into glucose and the sugar that serves as a primary source. This insulin, it helps the cells absorb the glucose and it stores it as fat for the future. The problem though, is that with the insulin spikes when are caused by high sugar, high refined carbohydrates, especially for snacking throughout the day, these frequent spikes lead to insulin resistance where the cells stop responding to insulin efficiently. So this condition not only makes it hard to lose fat, but it also increases our risk for type 2 diabetes. So a lot of the common dietary mistakes that I see people do when it comes to this is we're consuming too much of those processed foods, sugary drinks, our sodas, we're snacking all the time on these refined carbohydrates too. And this on a continual basis can really disrupt our insulin function, especially as us women, as we get older. So the first hormone we're looking at is our insulin. And a little review of that is if we're constantly snacking on all these refined sugary drinks, all of these over time leads to a disruption in our insulin function, which can cause us to have that stored fat and not lead us to getting results when it comes to our weight loss. The second key hormone, and this is a big one, it's going to be our cortisol levels. This is known as our stress hormone. You guys may have heard of it, you know, get our cortisol levels down. And cortisol basically is produced by your adrenal glands. And this helps control your blood sugar levels. It regulates your metabolism and reduces inflammation. And it plays a vital role for helping the body respond to stress. But here's where it gets tricky. When we're under constant stress, whether it be physical, emotional, psychological, your body keeps producing high levels of cortisol. And these high cortisol levels, they affect our body by making us crave unhealthy food, storing fat predominantly in that abdominal area, and even breaking down our muscle mass, which lowers our metabolic rate. And I just want to say that dieting itself, low calories, can be a stressor, especially when we're under extreme caloric restriction or not eating enough, which really signals our body to release more cortisol. And other stressors could be doing extreme amounts of cardio, not sleeping enough, guys, also cutting all of our carbohydrates out and doing these carnivore diets. So I want to give you guys a little example of what I mean of how cortisol affects fat loss. And let's take an example of one of my clients from my 90-day transformation challenge. So we were literally crushing it. She was losing weight. Her abs were there. She was feeling incredible. And then what happened is she had a major stressful work situation. She started checking in with me. I'm like, something is up. We're starting to look very bloated. The scale is going up. It went up 5 pounds in just 1 week. And I don't just look at calories in versus calories out with my clients, because that scale can fluctuate so much due to stress. If you're not going to the bathroom, I'm going to link a whole video that I did on why the scale goes up here on my YouTube. But what happened is I was like, what's going on? We figured out she was going through a stressful work situation. We got a game plan together. We worked on getting the stress down, the sleep on point. No changes in her calories, guys. She lost those 5 pounds of water retention within a week. So it just shows you that managing our stress, improving our sleep, all of these play a huge role in losing weight and body fat storage at the same time. The third big hormone that I want to kind of talk to you guys with is going to be leptin. And leptin is actually produced by our fat cells, and it's termed as our satiety hormone. What that means is it really helps regulate our body's balance with hunger, and it, which in turn like helps our body regulate weight. So our satiety hormone is that feeling of fullness after a meal. When you eat, guys, your leptin levels, they increase and they tell your brain, hey, I'm full, I'm not hungry anymore. And this controls our appetite. Okay. So this plays a big role with fat loss. The issue is when our leptin levels, with like the leptin, is if there's too much body fat. Too much fat means there's too much leptin. And over time, the brain becomes leptin resistant. And this stops recognizing those satiety signals that leptin sends, which means you may feel hungry even when your body is physically full. And this really can be exacerbated too if we're consuming a lot of inflammatory foods like trans fats, fried foods, a lot of processed sugars. This all interferes with our body's leptin signals, and it makes it harder to control your appetite and can lead to overeating. And one big thing I kind of want to share with you on leptin is that protein, which a lot of us don't get enough of, when we're having protein at a meal versus just having a bowl of fruit, which is just carbohydrates versus the carbs with the protein, if we're creating a balanced meal, that protein works on our leptin and our ghrelin, which is our hunger and satiety cues. So if we're getting enough, I was talking to one of my challengers yesterday on our VIP call, and she's like, Elizabeth, with the changes in my diet and getting enough protein for my body and working on my gut health, I am actually so full and satiated at my meals. My energy is better. I no longer have cravings, and I'm seeing the results with my body composition. So protein is a big one that really works on these leptin and ghrelin, our hunger and satiety cues, and in return can help aid in weight loss. So as you guys can see, effective weight loss is not just about, you know, eating less food, doing more cardio. There's so much more to it when it comes down to it. We have to look at, hey, our hormones, our stress, our sleep, all of these play such a huge role when it comes down to it. And I do want to mention something, because I am, you know me, guys, I am truly so excited with this. Understanding and managing these hormones can really be the big thing that breaks off our weight loss. And this is really why I created my 90-day transformation challenge, because we take more of a comprehensive approach. We're not looking at calories. We're looking at our hormone health. We're looking at, you know, our gut health, our sleep, our stress. And this really helps us not only shed pounds, but it improves our overall health dramatically. And I am so excited to share that I am now onboarding clients for my next 90-day transformation challenge. I am going to put all the information in the show notes below. And if you're on my Instagram, head to my DMs, send me over the DM ready. And I just want to say this, guys, I'm going to kind of leave it at this. If you tried every diet out there, you're training so hard, you're not seeing results, it is time for a change. With my 90-day transformation challenge, we balance our hormones. And that means not just the scale is moving, it means your clothes are fitting looser. It means your confidence is coming back. You receive personalized nutrition plans. We do guided stress reduction techniques. We have a whole community support to manage hormone imbalances effectively, to help you shed those excess pounds, to help you get your gut, your hormones, your stress response, to get you more time in your life so that you're able to be a better mom, a better wife, and just do more things for yourself and get sustainable results when it comes to fat loss. I was in your shoes. I was actually over 180 pounds at age 13. I got down to 90 pounds. I was so overwhelmed with the diets that I went to a nutritionist. She didn't want to put me on a diet. So I just started eating a lot of Special K. And that's when I got too low. And here's the deal. On my fitness journey, I ended up getting 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO. I went postmenopausal in my 20s. I had thyroid issues going on, and the calories in versus calories approach did not work. I would Google everything. I didn't know what diet to do. So this is why I created this challenge, because I take my clients step by step every single week, working on, you know, overcoming fear of food, getting their confidence back, and educating them on everything that is going on with their body so that they're able to get those sustainable results. And after the 12 weeks, they have all the knowledge and the tools to move forward. So if you guys need help, head to the description below. And I will ask you this: 6 months from now, you could be in the exact same spot or 6 months closer to your goal. I truly believe that. Make sure you share this video with a friend, like and subscribe. And if you found this video helpful, I really want you to check out this video here. And then I also created a new meal prep guide for you that I'm going to link in the show notes below. I love you, and I will see you tomorrow.